We finish our walk at Ryford Road North, which was once a busy road to King Stanley. Stroudwater Navigation Archive Charity also collect oral histories from people who have lived and worked along the canal in more recent times. One of those is that of Martin Morris, who spent his childhood in the 1960s living in a cottage just over the bridge that crosses the canal. This humpback bridge attracted joyriders who enjoyed frightening their passengers by driving over it at 30 miles per hour or more. They would speed down the hill from the Ebley Road and take off as they hit the bump on the bridge, landing just outside Martin's house. Martin also describes how different the canal is now, thanks to the incredible work of the Cotswold Canal Trust volunteers, who have transformed the area. The water was once murky and you would be unable to see the bottom. You could find few people down the canal fishing, but it was not used as a footpath or a place to take a walk as it is today. After 50 years of hard work and thousands of man-hours by the Cotswold Canal Trust volunteers, the canal area has been transformed into what we see today. The nature along the canal is thriving.
We should make a raft.
You're joking! After what happened last time, when he nearly drowned us both.
Well, we better this time. We just need stronger string. Rope will do it. Tie it together. Bob's your uncle. Those kids are having a go. So why shouldn't we?
Because last time was a disaster, remember? We got to the middle and it fell apart. I went home up to my armpits in mud, smelling like an old boot. My mum nearly killed me. Then she threatened to kill you.
Well, okay. But we need to do something. Don't say fishing.
What have you got against fishing?
Dunno. Just doesn't appeal.
I saw a fella tickling an eel last week. That was something.
You saw a fella doing a what to a what?
Tickling an eel. I came down my bike, flew round the corner, nearly ran him over. He was lying right there, face down, one arm in, up to his shoulder almost. I thought I found a dead body for a second, nearly jumped out my skin.
What, just lying on the towpath?
Right. And he told me I was out of order for riding my bike, making noise. Said to keep quiet, so I did. Thought he was a bit loopy. Then all of a sudden, whoosh!
Blimey. What did he do with it then?
Dunno. Took home for his tea, I guess.
Which reminds me, better get going or my mother's gonna have my guts for garters. Especially after the state my socks were in yesterday. Can't help it if the water's dirty now, can I?
Well, you didn't have to get in, did you?
Hey, it wasn't my fault. I hit a rock coming around the bend.
I know, I saw. It was brilliant, you were soaking.
Just glad my bike didn't go in. I'd rather have dirty socks and a load of rust to deal with.
Same time tomorrow?
Sure. Bring some rope and a couple barrels.
Oh, fine. If you must.
I love this place. I wonder what it'll be like when we're grown up.
Me too. Be a shame if it wasn't looked after.
Maybe there's something we can do. Like, to protect it. Future generations. Kids like us.
It's a magical place. Be a shame if it didn't exist, don't you think?
Don't worry. I won't let that happen.